This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, including our second event of the 2019 calendar year, May 4th, at Wentworth Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. When you call, the first words you hear after the greeting are, "Your full-service law firm." That makes life a little easier for you right away when you're in the often uncomfortable position of pursuing legal advice and legal assistance, because there are many law firms that have specialties. Brandon Legal Group is full service. No matter what your legal need is, they can address it. So remember, you can always call them for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. And you do not need to live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. This is not an impulse buy. They know that. I know that. But when you are in need of legal assistance, call Brandon Legal Group. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. Just got off the phone with Jeremy. Is texting getting off the phone? Sure, why not? Brandon Legal Group and I already working on golf shirts for a future golf tournament. I did these last year. I learned a lot about putting golf shirts together, and we'll have those for an upcoming golf tournament later in the golf calendar. If you are interested in playing in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, and no, these are not for professional players. These are amateur golf tournaments for any skill level. If you're a scratch player, I'm going to make sure you have a good time. If you don't even know what a handicap is, but you like playing golf and you know how to get around 18 holes, especially in a team format where you're protected a little bit by other people on your team hitting good golf shots, the common format is scramble, although my tournaments, while we use the scramble format, there's so many better aspects of my tournaments than, let's just say, these other fundraising charity scrambles. You need to experience the difference in playing a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Much of my business is repeat business. As a matter of fact, this next tournament is not even going on sale to the public online because the pre-sale already filled it up. That's how people like playing in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. So, to get on the waiting list and for future pre-sales, email me, introduce yourself, tell me about your interest in golf, tell me how often you play, etc. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I welcome new players every tournament. We'll have new players at this next tournament on May 4th at Wentworth, Todd Wright Tour XIX, Todd Wright Tour 19. But I have people who play in every tournament who put together new teammates and bring new people to the event. And then they get a team and bring new people. That's the way these work, which is why my tournaments sell out. And there are many other tournaments out there. Look, every charity cause to me, as long as it's a legit charity, is a good cause. I don't run charity events. I don't. I run golf tournaments. There's a difference. I care about the golf experience. That's what I am delivering. The fundraisers have a goal of raising money for a particular cause. Sometimes they don't necessarily care about who's on the golf course and what they take home. That's the difference. Also, mine are pretty inexpensive. We're $64 a player on May 4th. We were $59 a player for Todd Wright Tour XVIII at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club for the season opener. Goes on from there. Email me if you're interested, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Also, I am on Instagram, toddwright2019, at toddwright2019. At Todd Wright 2019. You'll see a lot of golf stuff there. You actually see a bunch of the WrestleMania stuff that I did the last podcast on, etc. I want to make this podcast, and I'm going to try to make it more brief. I know. I always say that, and then 20 minutes later, you're like, is he done? But that's the beauty of a podcast. You can just shut it off whenever you want. And I'm sure many of you do. This is why I'm still single. All right. I will just want to compare the two major wide receiver deals that have gone down since I last spoke to you. One involving Antonio Brown and one involving Odell Beckham Jr. Whether you have a rooting interest in Steelers, Browns, Raiders, Giants, play fantasy, or what? I think we'd all agree Brown and Beckham are both top five wide receivers in the National Football League, and we don't expect that to change anytime soon. All right? I still think Brown is the best wide receiver in the game because he consistently scores touchdowns and he doesn't have bad games. Ask any fantasy player the last 3-4 years that has owned Antonio Brown and ask them how many weeks in a year Antonio Brown doesn't produce. They know he does. More consistently than Jones, more consistently than Beckham. DeAndre Hopkins is pretty close, but even Hopkins has an off game here or there, and Brown doesn't seem to have that off game. Will that continue in their new spots? I would think so. I would think that Beckham's numbers will be similar and Brown's numbers will be similar. It's amazing to me that, okay, so in both deals, the teams that gave up Beckham and Brown gave up a number three. All right, so that washes. Also, I want to take Jabril Peppers out of the conversation. I know he was a recent, late number one or early second by the Browns, couple years in the league, but I'm taking him off the table just to talk about one thing that really stands out to me. So if we take Peppers out of the equation, the third round picks are a push. You're telling me Beckham was worth a one and Brown was only worth a five. Here's the only way I can explain that. Someone got had. All right? I don't know who. Someone did. Either the Steelers got had by the Raiders, who were sitting there with three number ones, their own top five pick, the Cowboys pick for Amari Cooper, the Bears pick for Khalil Mack. Why the Steelers didn't get either the Bears number one or the Cowboys number one, that's a credit to John Gruden and Mike Mayock. Maybe Mayock simply said to Gruden, Mayock wasn't there when Gruden traded away those players, Cooper and Mack. Maybe Mayock said, they have no leverage. He wants to come here. They want to get rid of him. We don't have to give up a number one. Just hang tight. I don't know that for sure. But the Steelers clearly just wanted to wash their hands of this. They didn't want another Le'Veon Bell situation. But again, I think Brown is better than Beckham. And everything else being equal, the third round picks and taking Peppers off the board as an existing player, you're telling me Beckham's worth a one, a mid-round one, and Brown is worth a five. So were the Steelers had? Did the Raiders rip the Steelers off? Were the Steelers too, and we've all been at this point in our life at something personally where you cut your losses, right? I'm done with this. Just do it. Just get it over with. And sometimes your lack of patience hurts you. The cutting off your nose to spite your face. So that could have happened. Or the Browns got had. And the Browns gave up way way too much, considering virtually all these other deals. I guess Dee Ford for a 2, and that's in 2020. Virtually all these other deals that have gone down around the start of this new league year. I mean, they're mid or late round picks. They're throwaways. The Michael Bennett deal, an exchange of throwaway picks. The Flacco deal, what? Mid-round pick. Gus Frerotte, he's the new David Justice. You know how in Moneyball, Brad Pitt says to David Justice, "Nah, David, we're not paying you $5 million. The Yankees are paying your salary. They think so much of you that they're paying you $5 million to play against them." The Broncos think so much of Gus Frerotte, they're paying half his salary for him to play for the Redskins. But it's all these like late round picks that have moved. And then boom, the Beckham deal. And it's a number one with the 3 and with Peppers. So did the Browns get had? Did they have to give up that much to get the deal done? It didn't feel like Beckham had to be moved. All the Giants did was deny, 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 and fool all these supposed talented reporters that he wasn't going anywhere. But Beckham moves. He always wanted to play with Jarvis Landry. Now they're doing it in Cleveland. Remember, Cleveland added Kareem Hunt after a good rookie season for Nick Chubb, after a good rookie season for Baker Mayfield. They brought in an offensive lineman. They had already done a deal with Olivier Vernon for an offensive lineman. Actually, they brought in Vernon. They sent the offensive lineman to the Giants. So the lines of communication were already open there. It's a good deal for Jarvis Landry because as much as Landry is a target monster, he's not a number one. He proved that last year as the Browns surged after the Hugh Jackson firing. And once Mayfield hit his stride, Landry had some games where the targets actually went down. He's a 2. Dare I say, is Jarvis Landry kind of a better version of Alvin Harper? And now is Beckham the playmaker as Michael Irvin was? And there's another analogy I'm making there. The Troy Aikman Football Life that airs on NFL Network was much better than I thought. And one of the things that Aikman talked about was once they went from Jimmy to Barry as the head coach, Aikman had to become the bad cop because Barry wouldn't do it. Barry wouldn't crack the whip. Barry was too soft. Barry would let players do what players do and then just say it's all going to work out come game day. That's the way he coached at Oklahoma, and it's the way he coached in the NFL, and that's why nobody has seen him since. I think Beckham's going to walk all over this new head coach in Cleveland, who was only kept because Baker Mayfield wanted him kept, as I call this Dirt Cutter 2.0. So is Baker going to be the bad cop? I mean, he's only been in the league 1 year. Aikman was the bad cop because he had won then 2 and soon 3 Super Bowls and became the bad cop. And he said, I didn't want to be that. He said, I got enough on my plate as a leader, as the quarterback of a football team. So that comes to mind as well. Who's going to keep Odell Beckham Jr. in line? The Giants, they've now let Collins go. They've traded away Vernon, and they've traded away Odell Beckham Jr. Is this them saying to Eli, sure, you can play, but do you really want to play with this surrounding cast? We think it's time that you step down. It's time for you to retire. And Saquon Barkley looks like he's going to get a lot of work. And you know what? His numbers will probably still be real good. But he's going to have 11 guys on the other side of the ball keying on him every play until further notice. Also, just bringing Le'Veon Bell into this, if the Steelers were had, we can take this to another level. In recent years, before this last season and Le'Veon Bell no-showed opening day, which virtually no one thought he would do, and then he no-showed and never showed, the Steelers were an underachieving team, and I point the finger at Mike Tomlin, an underachieving team considering they had a Super Bowl winning quarterback, one of the top running backs in the NFL in Bell, and probably the top wide receiver in the league in Antonio Brown. Yet, they had played in, what, one conference championship game since they lost Super Bowl 45. Now, you can look at that also as, well, the Patriots got in their way. I get that, but at what point is that not an excuse anymore? So, a team that had Big Ben, Bell, and Brown, three of the best at their position, not only one conference title game now in the last 8 years, but Bell is gone and Brown is gone. And what did the Steelers get for these two guys? What did they get, considering neither technically walked in free agency? The Steelers have let Bell walk after a one-year sit-out, and they traded Antonio Brown. So what the Steelers got for Bell and Brown at a good point in both of their careers was a 3 and a 5. That's it. Huh? I know the Steelers are one of the most loyal and respected organizations in all, in all of sports, but they mishandled this badly. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. When you need legal assistance of any kind, you can call them for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, and big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. The next Todd Wright Tour event is sold out. I'll now put you on the waiting list if you're an individual or a twosome, a threesome, or a foursome. If you email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, Todd Wright Tour XIX is at Wentworth Golf Club, Saturday morning, May 4th. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, and remember to follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2019.